This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That money is piling up. Do not leave money on the table. Start earning that cheddar and buckaroo cash back.
Do it.
Cash is piling up.
Perfect.
Yeah. Whoa.
Was that a remixed ad?
That was, yeah, I think they took us talking about saving money using some product and they turned it into like a Cash Money hip hop trap house type style intro theme.
Honestly, I didn't realize we were that cool. A fucking remix about cash?
Yeah.
That's fucking tight.
I guess Dave and TJ have a comedy money counting YouTube channel where we count large amounts of cash. That's right. You heard that. Comedy money counting. You can search Dave and TJ count money on YouTube. And we usually come up first if you search 10K in hundreds on YouTube. That's right. $10,000 in fresh Benjamins.
That's so interesting.
They just count money. It's like fucking like little cartoons for kids, but instead of for kids, it's for adults that love money so much that it just zoomed in pictures of stacks of hundreds being counted.
Stacks are definitely fun to see.
Yeah, this is like capitalism porn. So it's like, yeah, look at this hand count to 10,000 by 100.
I can see in your eyes that you're on their YouTube page right now because your eyes have just like glazed over.
Yeah,
like you're looking at large sums of money. Yeah,
the Benjamins. Let's see how many views.
You actually, you're all about the Benjamins, right?
I am. Wow, this has 70,000 views.
Wow.
$10,000 real cash, all 100 counted slowly. It's like ASMR, but for money.
Why is it? So I guess it's comedy just because the concept is funny. There can't be like comedy in the video, right? They don't count it funny, right?
They could. I guess I didn't hear it, but it just literally a stack of money on a table. There's you can only see their hands as they count the cash.
Yeah, all right. I love it.
What's the biggest stack of cash you've ever counted? Like, did you have a G ever right in front of you in cash? Did you ever have to like take out $2,500 to pay the rent or something?
Yeah, I kind of remember giving like some kind of deposit in cash for, it was like $5,000 or something like that. It was
a straight up wad.
Yeah. And I've had like less money, but in smaller bills. Like after, I remember we did like a NADPOD show in London and we like sold t-shirts and posters and we just got like bills for it. Pounds.
Right. Like
euros.
A thick stack of 10 euro bills.
Yeah. And they're the shape of them is just so fun. So it like it, the thickness is what you really love in a stack.
You'd be a great co-host on Dave and TJ Count Money.
Right. Because it's not about the quality. It's about the quantity. You know, like I don't care if it's a Benjamin or a Washington.
Yeah.
I just want the stack to be thick.
Yes, an absolute thick wad. And in England, aren't there like different sizes? Like every bill is a different size. I wonder if that goes with thickness as well.
Oh, is that right? It's different.
I thought in euros, or maybe I'm thinking of Israeli money where it's like a $1 is thin and a $20 bill is thicker.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. But I just didn't remember if it was like, I thought it was also like Iceland, but I guess that's all euros. No, that's kroner. I haven't traveled in what feels like forever now. So it's all gone. I could have told you this in 2020.
But yeah.
I remember being frustrated by that because I like the nice, clean, even line stack.
of, yes, exactly,
the American dollar, the American way.
Yes, that's like, God, the bless best my cash is that green, and like, yeah, their green cash is like blue and white, and it looks like fucking Monopoly money.
Mm. We got the green, they got the queen, and ain't nothing fun about that.
All right, start fucking freestyling like that, because it'll give them more fodder for the next theme,
the next
song
one. The cash.
Yeah. Money and cash. There's, yeah, $420 in 50s and 20s. That's a funny number, is what the caption says.
I love
them. Actually, I want to do an offshoot of this channel where I just fucking go to a Coinstar and sort of dump out an old change pit. Remember, like, when we used to collect coins back in the day?
God, I used to have so many. I had like a giant faux Coke bottle that I filled with quarters, but then also bottle caps for some reason.
Actually, those bottle caps are now worth millions of dollars.
I remember the last time I went to a Coinstar was with like me, you, and Ben when we first moved to LA. We like were hanging out at his house and we found out how many coins he had. we made him go to a Coinstar. He had like hundreds of dollars.
I wonder if Coinstars are now like payphones. They just are giant things that are there, but nobody uses them. Or maybe people still use coins.
I think people use coins less and less. I was reading some article recently. That's good unsolicited advice, actually. I read newspapers now. I'm kind of smart.
Cool. Not online, too. You just sort of hold a fucking paper.
I get the fucking paper. Yeah.
And
real
you
physical,
fold
thing,
it.
The printed
and go,
word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to like slap it open and then
lay it I can flat. Fold it up and I can swat a fly. Easy.
That's
and then
cool.
And then I sit back down, unfold it, you know, with one single flap. Like,
that's awesome.
And then turn it, crunch it on the other side because I'm reading the lower half of an article. Yeah. Sip my coffee.
Yeah, and it's just the funny pages.
Yeah, it dribbles down.
You're laughing too hard at a Ziggy that you start sort of spilling hot black coffee out of your
mug. You actually see that the coffee is, it's Lucky Charms in a tiny little mug.
Yeah, and the newspaper is a dummy zine that they give you on movie sets. So it's all royalty-free Latin articles that don't actually make sense anymore.
But I did read that there's more $100 bills in circulation than $1 bills. Money is getting less and less widely circulated.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. As people use credit cards more and more. How about this? I lost my credit card. I don't know where my credit card is, and I just use Apple Pay. I basically don't have a physical credit card. It's all digital. It's on my phone.
Yeah, I haven't lost my credit card, but I don't use it. That's kind of wild. You just, you should cancel it, right?
Yeah.
You don't need it. Basically, everywhere I go, my phone works. I also like getting on the train, on the subway, use your phone. Yeah. I don't have a reason for my wallet except for the fact that places still need your ID.
Right. Actually, I remember this like being a question back at College Humor, like in 2005. It was like, would you rather lose your phone, your wallet, or your computer? Mm-hmm. And nowadays, I'm like, I don't know where my fucking wallet is. I can lose my wallet. There's like $20 in there, and I just have to reorder my ID. There's nothing important in my wallet.
Yeah. Well, don't talk too much about wallets because I actually sell them, and I'd like them to stay relevant. But totally, totally, I agree. If there was a way to put my ID on my phone and have it be accepted widely, have it be accepted everywhere, I would be happy to do that.
What about a phone case? And it's a clear plastic case. And I don't want to be sort of, what is not belittled, but belabor this point too much, because we often talk about wallets and how necessary or unnecessary they are. But a clear plastic phone case that has your ID in it. Is that your entire livelihood right there on the phone? You got the cash as a digital Apple Pay, and then you got your ID just stuck on the back.
Yeah, you don't really. I still think you want to have a debit card because you could be in a situation where you need to extract cash.
Yeah, go to the ATM.
Those are the two cards that you really need. But then, as I've stated many times, I don't like cards on phone cases. Your phone is out all the time, and you shouldn't just be like whipping your ID and your credit card out along with it. You basically, like, would you walk around all day with your wallet folded over in half, so it's just all of your cards exposed all the time? No.
Yes.
You wouldn't.
Yeah. Oh, no, right. No, I wouldn't. Like, inside out.
Sorry, you said you would, but you also have lost your credit card, so maybe this actually makes my point.
Yes, yeah, so I'll have everything inside out on the day, hanging outside of my pocket. I also misplaced my wallet last week for a good portion of the week. I couldn't find it. I couldn't get into HeadGum. I was stuck. Mm-hmm. And I had to pay a parking meter. And guess what? They don't accept Apple Pay. I didn't have my credit card either.
Wow.
So don't actually think that we're completely free
and
of all this
stuff.
It was only
like a few short years ago, though, that you also lost your wallet. I remember that. And you spent
at an airport.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking of another time that you lost your wallet. You lose your wallet a lot, man. It was when
but
you
I always
were living...
find it.
Yeah. I guess.
Truly losing it, or is it just a day-long misplacement?
Well, it sounds like this was a week-long misplacement. It could have resulted in you getting like a parking ticket and other people having to let you into the office.
Of course.
When we were living over by La Brea.
That's right. And I had pants that were too tight.
Yeah. And you lost your wallet.
And that wasn't right.
No. And you lost your wallet and we scrambled that entire day. You like canceled all your cards.
No, I was about to. And then I called a store.
And someone had brought it in.
Yeah, and so actually somebody brought it into like the restaurant next door.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was so happy I could kiss you, and I tried to, and you didn't need that. Yeah.
But you drove down and you got it. But that and then this time you've lost your wallet and you just kind of let it go for a week without you didn't cancel any cards.
Yeah.
You didn't
get
a new ID.
I assume it's somewhere in my house. I can't find it right now, and then I don't think about it until I have to leave, and then I have to leave again. I'm like, "Oh, I'm not going to find it right now." So then yesterday, cleaning up, found the wallet in my closet of all places. How random is that? I must have put it next to my shoes when taking my pants off.
You're like, a fucking space cadet, man.
What?
We're all laughing about
not
you.
Not really. Fucking space cadet? You think I'm a fucking astronaut?
That would be a compliment.
Vision? And I don't get dizzy.
I don't think that.
Yeah, because I actually do get nauseous. Yeah. I'm actually nauseated thinking about going into... Fuck, man, I'm fluish. Now I feel like I have the spins or the bends or something.
Yeah, so you're easily distracted. You're spacey is what I mean.
And oh my
sickly,
God, I'm going to fucking hurl.
To be honest.
All right,
I'm
back.
You were sick before this.
Yes, I had the Omicron, if you can believe it. Actually, I took a test recently, and I don't have it. So
that's
jokes on you.
I didn't take a test, but I got boosted really recently. So,
oh yeah, how was your booster?
It was fine. It felt like the same as the vaccine. My arm hurt, but I didn't get sick.
Oh really? You didn't feel like tired or fluish at all?
No. I guess I maybe even felt better than the vaccine, because the vaccine, I remember, like, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, oh, I'm like too hot, but then it was fine. But this one was like, I was like, I hope I don't get sick, but then my arm hurt. And then after that, I just forgot that I even got the booster. Like, Jill asked me if I got it and I was like, oh no. And then I was like, oh wait, no, I did.
It didn't take. I don't know what to tell you. Like, if your body didn't have a response, then that's irresponsible.
Which one did you get? Did you get Moderna or Pfizer?
I got one on each arm, and I felt like absolute garbage trash the next day.
I got the only COVID suppository. How's that?
I shoved a Viagra in my ass, and I said I got the Pfizer. That's right. Not even the Pfizer, but the Pfizer.
The Pfizer, yeah. The full Pfizer.
I got Moderna.
Yeah, my brother got Moderna and fucked him up too. I wonder if that's just the way the cookie crumbles, or if one's better than the other, you know?
It seems random, but it seems like, you know, if one really elicits a human response within me, and I was so knocked out, I lost my wallet and my phone
yeah,
for a week.
You can't blame that shit on
it
the,
was even
on the
before
booster.
I got it.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
I lost my phone, and then I said I wanted to get a Boost, and so I did, and I couldn't find it for a
Boost
week.
Mobile.
Turns out it was at a diner that I didn't even go to. Anyway, in a fever dream, I woke up nearish a Denny's, and I guess someone handed it in to them.
You
but I
shouldn't
woke up
have stuff.
Yeah, in a way, because when I do, I lose it, and then I realize I don't need stuff anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll go walking without socks. I really will. I can't find the socks, so I'll just slide my shoes on.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you wear a hat on your hand, and you'll wear a shirt tied around your calf.
Here's another example of absent-mindedness. I realized that my license expires on my birthday, which is in a month. I'm like, oh, wow, I need to get a new ID. So I went to go get a new ID online, and they're like, all right, upload your passport photo. Then I uploaded my passport photo, and they're like, it expired. I'm like, oh, shit. Now I have to fucking renew my passport, wait for 6 weeks, then renew my ID. I have two pieces of, like, identification that are expiring in the next 6 weeks, and I haven't done any of it.
This is literally, Micah is doing the exact same thing. He's like a few weeks behind you. He like needed to get a new passport. To get a new passport, he needed to get a to bring in his driver's license. His driver's license was expired, so he has to get a new license to get a new passport. It's the reverse.
Yeah. Yeah. And then once I get my ID, like, I'm gonna be a persona non grata anyway. Like, did I tell you that I'm putting my height is 0-0? Because I heard something on TikTok where you say if your height is 0 and your weight is 0, they just sort of don't give you jury duty and you don't have to pay taxes.
That's cool. Like,
it kind of tricks their database into thinking that you're Ghost Protocol, which I think is kind of interesting.
I've told you that I've never gotten jury duty, like never a summons, never anything.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
And I vote. I'm registered.
Yeah. In California, we were sort of Airbnb hopping, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
And sometimes
I do move a lot, but like never even like mail. I get my mail forwarded. I handle my mail, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And then maybe it's going to like your parents' house and they're throwing it away for you.
No, they don't do that. My mommy and daddy would never do that. They save everything. Yeah.
Would you look forward to doing jury duty, or is that sort of an annoying summons to get?
I guess at this point I'd be sad because my perfect streak would be over.
Take pride in it.
Yeah, I like when I feel like lucky things happen to me. You know, the nothing can touch Jake Hurwitz thing. That's kind of a fun vibe that I like to engage in. But I also do kind of like institutions. So it'd be fun to go to court and have my day in court and put the bad guys away.
You're talking about either being a criminal to have your day in court or to put your bad guys away. Like you're the lawyer,
the prosecutor,
the policeman,
or the judge. I don't really know how it is to be on the jury, but I assume I'm part of the day.
I want to be the judge, the jury, and the executioner.
Yeah. I think I would be like, objection, Your Honor. And then I would from the jury, hop over. This is like, and then I'd be like, my client couldn't.
No way. You can't do that
have
from
struck,
the box.
Struck that man. And then I said, you want to know why? And then I grab the judge's gavel and I chuck it at my client or the defendant or whatever. And he catches it with his left hand. And I say,
and that's the hand that he said was broken or something.
And he's left-handed. And everyone goes, oh. And then the other lawyer is like, no one said he didn't hit him with the left hand.
Yeah.
And then
he just hasn't paid his taxes in a while. Really? You can get in trouble for that. I said I was 0-foot-0 though. Do I still owe state?
By the way, you aren't registered to vote.
Really?
No fucking way.
There's a funny Curb episode recently where he's waiting in a long line to vote, and he asked the guy next to him, he's like, who are you going to vote for? And the guy says one name, and Larry goes, well, I'm going to vote for the other guy. So in theory, we could both just leave. Like, our votes will cancel each other out. And the guy's like, yeah, I guess you're right. And they both just leave.
Oh, that's good.
That's a very funny Larry. Idea. Like, if I promise not to vote, and then so does another person who's voting for the other person, in theory, that's as good as voting.
How does he keep coming up with tiny little weird
slights?
Yeah.
I think there's other people that write for the show, actually.
Yeah, I guess that'll do it.
Yeah, so, like, people are...
Other people come up with them now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because the show's successful, so he can hire people. Actually, I would be down to slash honored to write for the next season of Curb. I don't know if there's a world where Larry or a friend of Larry is listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's show him the latest new Jake and Amir as a reference.
Yeah, that reminds me I should get to editing those. I'm kind of a bad worker and I'm absent. Larry, don't listen to this part, but basically I'm not good at getting shit done.
Right, I gave you notes on the quick cut.
And I appreciated episode. Them.
I think it was 2.5 weeks ago.
And I did appreciate
them. And actually my note was that it was perfect.
It was
fine.
I
have no notes. This is ready to go.
I think what we're
going to
do is window it on Patreon. So that's going to come out for a week early on Thursday, if you're listening to this on Monday. And
huge
then the week
news.
After that, we'll put it on YouTube.
I love it. I think this next episode, we're actually back.
Really?
Like, I was walking home last week. This was like 2 days after I saw the cut. And yeah. I was just walking home laughing at two of the lines. Two
Whoa.
Of them. Just
two
like laughing
lines.
To myself 24 hours after watching the video. I can still think about it as well.
I still think.
Literally, your first line in that is so good.
Nothing will be faster than our first episode back, where the first joke happens in the first two frames, where I fall down accidentally and we leave it in.
Yeah, that is really bad. It's also so funny because it's like, our first moment back. Are we going to do this right? Are we going to nail it? Are we going to honor these characters? Or you just fall. Just a fucking slip.
And it hurt. It actually did really hurt. You actually shouldn't laugh.
Oh, come on. Come on, Space Cadet.
Not really a Space Cadet. I also walked into a fucking glass door last year. How's that for being an astronaut? Would Neil Armstrong do that?
No, he's dead.
Really? I'm actually saddened to hear that. Was that recent?
Not that recent, right?
Bet. Yeah. Bet. All right. We're already 20 minutes deep. Let's introduce the show. It's If I Were You, the only advice pod on the web hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I am Jake.
All right. Let's take a break, thank some sponsors, and then actually answer questions.
Finally.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back. Jake, you mentioned this briefly earlier, but do you have any?
Oh, it's a little sooner than I can.
All right.
I say subscribe to print journalism, folks.
And is this sort of like a way of supporting honest media in a world where there's so much disinformation traveling online? Or are you actually,
I don't know, actually, like,
getting it to read it?
Yeah, no, I did. I remember like when Trump was president and everyone was like, you have to sign up for the Washington Post, you have to sign up for the New York Times. And I remember thinking that that seemed like it was really them taking some kind of PR opportunity, like a really good marketing thing. And I was like, fuck that. So I still kind of feel like that. But my friends, I visited them out in New York, like in the country, and they were just getting the weekend edition of the New York Times, and they were having such a pleasant morning, like drinking coffee, reading a paper, no phones in sight, listening to music, and I was like, this seems really relaxing. And they have a kid, and they're like, their kid's super smart, and they were like, yeah, like he never sees us on our phones because this is like basically how we hang out. I think they get the paper all the time.
Jesus, he never sees them on their phone.
I mean, I'm sure he does now.
That's got to be the hardest part of being a parent.
Parent, yeah. But apparently this kid, like, rather than like reaching for phones, will like just reach for the paper. And he like sees his parents reading the paper. So anyway, that's just what made me feel like, oh, it is kind of like a nice, mellow way of life to like read the paper rather than like wake up and look at your phone. So I started doing weekend edition on Saturday and Sunday. I just laze about the house reading the paper, and it's really, really lovely.
Yeah. It must help your attention span too, because like in the morning I'm just sort of rapid scrolling through notifications that I got overnight. See if there's any stories, do a quick fap if I'm like scrolling through my OnlyFans blog roll, and then I'm sort of on Twitter, TikTok, and I finish the day off with a Snapchat streaks spam. So I'll sort of go back to everybody that hit me up in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, and I have a much more mellow day where I read the Times, read the sports, read the arts, do the crossword. Then I also subscribe to the monthly Penthouse so I can have a cheap fap. Then I have Bon Appetit, so I start reading up on recipes. I have Men's Health, and I start doing a quick workout. So it's actually pretty manic as well, to be honest.
A cheeky fap?
A cheeky fap.
What does that mean? Like, you're just sort of cranking it then at that point. You have a British slang for it, but you're masturbating. Your kid sees you masturbating.
But it's in a cheeky fashion. No.
But it's in the fucking kitchen, so it's
fine. I have really liked reading the paper. It has made my weekend routine very low-key, very mellow. It's super nice.
That's cool. All right, here's my quick bit of unsolicited advice. As I said, I was going to do my driver's license, like renew that. So it asked if I had any appointments that I wanted to make.
And I looked, and there was a lot of appointments on Christmas Eve. That's right. For any Jews out there that want to get annoying shit done, I highly recommend just using Christmas Eve as an excuse to go to the DMV, perhaps a post office, get all the annoying stuff that most other people would never dare do on December 24th.
That's a really, really good point. Maybe like schedule that COVID test or the booster shot too. Those are
exactly. Then you can spend.
I've heard horror stories in New York right now of the testing lines being insane.
Oh really? Yeah. Oh right, like lines around the block. But that's just to get tested, right? It's not to get the boost.
Yeah, it's hard to get an appointment to get the boost though.
They should just send everybody a COVID test.
Yeah.
Why make it hard to get tested?
It should certainly be better.
All right. We are. You sent me some questions. Some of these are just straight up follow up pups.
Yeah, I was kind of intrigued by the notion of doing an all follow up pup episode.
Wow. Did these ones seem familiar to you? Do you remember these questions?
At least two of them I remembered.
Oh, right. There's the one where a 21 year old college student found cat puke on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't know whether to pick it up or not.
That's right.
Did we tell her to pick it up? I think you told her to get a vacuum cleaner to sort of hoove it up.
No, I think you said vac. I thought I said a paper towel. I said that it's not that runny, that cat vomit is usually kind of thick.
Yeah, like oatmeal.
Yeah.
And then I think I said maybe wait until your other roommate gets home in 4 hours and just she'll have to do it. let's see here. Hey, guys. It's me. I did indeed clean up the puke, almost exactly how Jake suggested it. Here's the proof. Warning. Trigger warning. Gag. Sorry, I gag. I know I was being dramatic, but it smelled like tuna. As I previously mentioned, I was violently hungover. Wow. Jesus. Should we watch this video?
Yeah.
This is just video of somebody else picking up cat puke. Okay. It's a locked off shot on an iPhone. Oh, wow. She picked it up. But she is gagging. Oh my god, she's straight up. We should probably keep that audio in there. I'll edit it in. Jesus.
Holy shit. Just
did
fucking
she make that video for us, or do you think that
or to send to the roommate?
Yeah. This is like what I when is
this
last
is
time
how living
gagged?
With you makes me feel.
I feel like I haven't gagged in a while. Nothing's been so like wretchedly disgusting to me that I had to fake puke almost in my mouth.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me too. But I remember when I was a kid and my mom would change the triplets or change Micah, I like just being near the smell of baby shit made me almost throw up.
Yeah. I was the youngest child, so fortunately I never saw any of that stuff.
Yeah. That
although I did duty in my diaper until the ripe
age of just now.
Until the ripe old age of today years old when I found out I shouldn't be going duty in a diaper. That awkward moment when, gotta go.
Cash.
All right, here's another follow-up pup. How many shakes is too many shakes? You what is this? Oh, when this you pee.
I remember this question. And it's I think this basic this is just such a funny reminder of this entire thing.
Go so this is when you pee as a man and you have a penis and you just sort of dangle your penis at the end of the pee to shake it out. Mm-hmm. He wants to know how many penis shakes is too many, right?
Yeah. And he said that he had developed this technique of pinching his dick and like sliding his fingers forward to like get the last drop out.
Right. And I don't remember what I said. Do you?
No. Oh, well, he mentions it. He said that we told him to drink water so his pee is clear, and then it's fine if it dribbles into your pants a little because it's only three drops, I think.
And then the follow-up just said, your advice, yeah, indeed, was for me to drink a lot of pee. And then, you know what? I've had an issue with this because my underwear used to be cloth, and that sort of soaked in any like drop or two that would remain. And now I switch to this mesh material.
Yeah,
I think we both got. Yeah.
And that doesn't, that's, it's moisture wicking. And so like, it doesn't actually absorb any dangling participles. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't sort of soak in, almost like a thin diaper, that last drop or two. I got to be extra careful.
Yeah. You definitely can't dribble as much in these underwear, but I think that the trade-off is that they're significantly more comfortable throughout the day. So even though the cloth underwear, as you stated, is really nice because you're able to piss in it a little bit, I think this underwear is better because it's breathable. You can move in it. It's comfortable. And unfortunately, it doesn't hold as much piss as you would like to put in it, but I think that's okay. Ultimately.
And right? Honestly, with my previous underwear, and I almost feel shame admitting it, but there were times when I didn't necessarily need to go pee-pee in the potty. What I would do was sort of go tinkle in my own underwear, and almost like a thicker picker-upper, a bounty of sorts, it would sort of just, I call it the sit and soak.
Yeah, you are the brawny man.
Would sit and I would soak, actually. Yeah, so I don't know, maybe there's something to that. Is there anything there, do you think,
for this guy? Yeah,
for this guy to have a different underwear for it or something. I don't know, what do you think? Like, yeah, am I talking in circles or I'm not getting you a lot out of you?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what you want me to say. You're advocating for this guy for his ongoing issue. Is you're telling him to just piss in his pants.
Yeah,
buy a pair of Hanes and piss in your pants.
Yeah, or like, you don't, yeah, or like, to pull that back a little bit, you don't have to like shake as much at the end. Whatever.
Yeah, fine.
Follow up from episode 467, staying warm. What is this one?
I already forget.
A sophomore who had a crush on one of the boys.
Yes, this I remember. She had hooked up with this guy. They were about to move in together. This guy and her friends, and they like cuddled, and she was like, and he made a joke that they were going to cuddle all the time when they lived together, and she wasn't sure what to do, and we said that they were just gonna hook up, I think.
Right. Right. Right.
But she has almost a new situation.
Yeah, it's been a year since that email, and boy, do I have an update for you. I call this boy Brandon for the sake of the email making sense. Since sending that email, Brandon and I cuddled only a couple more times over a few months. Then I got a boyfriend that I was happily dating for 8 months, and during that time, I can tell Brandon was still uncomfortable when I brought my boyfriend to gatherings and I talked about boys in general. Like we had planned, Brandon and I moved in together with three other roommates in August, and he started dating a girl for a few months too. I was at home in another state for a spell, so I was out of the apartment for about 2 months, and when I returned, we were both single. And what did we do our first night back? You guessed it, we cuddled. This time, under the roof we both pay rent in. It's only been a week since that happened, but I've quickly come to realize that I still have feelings for Brandon. I was 100% loyal to my boyfriend physically and emotional, but there were always thoughts in the back of my mind. Now, we occasionally flirt, but he has brought other girls back home and sometimes talks about other girls. However, he says he's emotionally available to actually be with them. I still intend on seeing other people too, but I'm hopeful in the future when we don't live together anymore, say this coming August. So what do you think? Is it worth to wait it out for the long haul? How do I express genuine interest towards the end of our lease? I really do see us being good together one day. Yes. So this is the problem with cuddling. It's like that New York Times 40 questions thing. It's impossible not to fall for someone.
To me, this is like, you guys are already doing the more intimate part of the relationship. This is, you're backing into something.
You're cuddling into it.
Yeah. It doesn't compute for me. And he's also telling you that he's hooking up with people. And I believe that it said that he's emotionally unavailable to those people.
Yeah.
So to that end, I feel like he's expressing to you that he's getting his rocks off, but he actually likes you. And you're cuddling him, but you don't want to actually take it a step further until the end of your lease is in sight. But what happens if your roommates want to renew? I think you just, you guys got to admit to each other that you like each other and you're taking a leap of faith. But if it doesn't work out, your lease will be up in August. So you could do that.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to cuddle and then not to have it progress. Like, how does a cuddle just end? It's like a cuddle is so close and then you just walk away sort of sexually aroused in a way.
You basically have to fall asleep before anything happens.
Or maybe a cheeky fap once everyone's back in their own quarters. And it will cheeky be cheeky. Yeah.
Is there any other way?
But there's only so many cuddles you can do before the cat's out of the bag. You can't just be a serial cuddler.
No. And I mean, like, what's the least sexy position to cuddle in? Because
side to side? Like, no, you're sort of seeing something scary in a commercial?
Side to
side. Like shoulder to shoulder, I guess.
Oh, like laying on your back.
Oh, no, I mean like two people facing the same way. One of them has an arm around the other. Is that cuddling?
That's spooning, right?
No, like my shoulder against your shoulder. Like we're like two seats on an airplane, but close. Uh-huh. There's no space between us.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then you have your arm around.
Yeah.
Is Are you lying cuddle? Down? I don't do you need think more so.
Do you need more surface area to overlap for the cuddle?
I think so. I think that's just sitting to me.
Yeah. So does cuddling have to be lying?
Yeah, I think so. Or at the very least, it has to be like feet up. You can't be like cuddling while sitting on a couch. You can cuddle on a couch, but I feel like someone has to have their feet up. Do you know what I mean?
I guess two people can't be facing the same direction for a cuddle. Like it has to be like one person facing forward, one person facing to the left. And then you're sort of cuddling, almost sitting on one person's lap. But like maybe legs draped over their lap. There's got to be more overlap.
Are you talking about in a sitting cuddle or a lying down cuddle?
Seated, yeah. If there could be a seated cuddle.
Yeah, seated cuddle. I think if you're like, if someone's lying on the couch and their head is in your lap and you have your arm, like your hand like stroking their arm, that's a cuddle. Even if your feet are on the ground, that's a cuddle. And I defy someone to tell me that it wasn't a cuddle. It's a very intimate cuddle. Yes. What else?
What else can cuddling be? What about cuddlingus? So it's not really going down on someone. It's just cuddling them.
Epic, bro.
I actually call fingering cuddlingus.
You should, if we have a Squarespace ad, you should look that shit up.
You should bring back your Twitter account just for that one tweet. Ruin all the goodwill you've built for the past decade of silence and then deactivate going forward.
Hit him with that and Schwimmer's ear back to back.
Delete your fucking account. All right, let's take a break. And I think you found some more follow-up ups.
That's right.
After these messages.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. The guy who didn't change his underwear so that the Chiefs of Kansas City would keep winning football games has given us a follow-up pup. He says, "My system works and you're both jerks.
Okay.
Don't put words in my mouth. It makes us both look foolish. Since that email, the Chiefs are 5-1 in the playoffs, aka they've won a Super Bowl,
but their one loss was to Tom Brady, who's impervious to my proven technique. The goat bested fate. I have no recourse unless you guys have an idea on how to beat TB12. So he's like, this new thing of not washing my underwear on game days has worked every week except for when they played the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl and Tom Brady won again.
I see.
Now, I mean, we could be getting a rematch of that this year. The Chiefs are starting to win again. Tom Brady, of course, even though he's 44, is still doing well. I wonder if there is a way to combine the two efforts of, like, the PP one from earlier that you recommended.
Oh.
The guy who pissed his pants, who should piss his pants, you said. And the guy in this case who's like, I'm not changing my underwear.
So
do you remember that when you told that guy to just sort of piss himself a little bit? I wonder if there's a way to use that going forward.
I said that it was fine to get a few drops, and then I think you complained that you can't piss as much in your underwear as
and that's
today.
Actually a turdy for you.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
Fuck. I thought I can get out ahead of it or something, and like, because you often do that to me. You recuse me.
That was
and accuse me.
That actually, to be given a false turdy, that almost is like, that's an automatic golden mic because of what it was. It's almost like a technical foul. Like,
yeah,
that was the
but
wrong
you get
moment
two
in an opportune
time.
Yeah. Not with this. So I will take the golden mic. You'll get the turdy for that kind of. It was a coup. It was a poo.
It was a mutiny attempt.
Yeah.
And I came for the king, and I actually did miss. Unfortunately. And then I was just sort of caught, and you were holding a sword and a gun. And I was a little afraid of what would happen next.
And you pissed in your Fruit of the Looms.
Fruit of the Looms.
You still wear Fruit of the Looms. You call them Fruit of the Blooms.
Nice. Is there still Fruit of the Loom?
Yeah. Because me and my brother tested them for, I think, like white t-shirts in the on the Goat Show.
They're hanging on there. You know what their URL is? I mean, shout out to Fruit of the Loom.
Is it Fruit?
It's just fruit.com.
Oh, wow.
And dare I say, you know how like wearing like Kirkland or Costco branded shirts is like now becoming cool? Like it seems like Kanye is wearing like Old Navy.
Uh-huh.
I can
yeah.
They're making like these big sweatshirts that say like Fruit of the Loom on it, and like the logo is kind of like hipster chic, I think.
I'm gonna pop over to fruit.com right now. I'll tell you what,
the prices are low, of course, because you know they're still being manufactured in dangerous situations, but a big shirt that says Fruit of the Loom or a sweatshirt that does, I don't know, maybe there's something there.
Wow, I actually like this crew neck sweatshirt with just the logo, the fruit with the
right.
Fruit.
Yeah, that's the fruit from the loom, I think.
That's really cool.
And not only that, but it looks like the t-shirts are $12.99 and it's buy one, get one free. Are we doing an ad for Fruit of the Loom right now?
By accident, we kind of are.
We're low-key endorsing fruit.com.
Well, let me see. I forget the name of this company that won, or not won, but it was like, goddamn, it's not Hanes, it's not Fruit of the Loom. What's like the other one?
Is it Kirkland?
Not Kirkland. It's like that though.
Gap or Old Navy?
No, it's totally like that. Now I just have to.
Like, is it the kind that's like thick, long shirts too?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what are those called? Thick, white, long-sleeved tee. Not Hanes.
Not Hanes. Like I'm literally just going into my order history. Gildan.
Gildan. Right. Yeah.
Gildan.
Yeah.
And I like the Gildan. They're not great, but they were like, it was like $14 for like 8 of them. They're so cheap. It's cheaper than getting like a can of soda.
They got to be really uncomfortable. Like if this is actually $16 and buy one, get one free, could you imagine two fucking sweatshirts for $8 a piece? fruit.com.
Like I bought the Gildan t-shirts, and I also bought like an expensive white tee from like Buck Mason. Like those are 30, 40 bucks, something like that.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Gildan ones don't last as long, but I also get stains on, like, the Gildan one will wear itself out and I have to get rid of it. But then the Buck Mason one I have for only a couple months before I inevitably get hot sauce on it. So I have to get rid of that also, you know, like it's either the shirt failing or me failing. So you might as well save them. Like, I think you would save money in the long run
by just going all Gildan.
Yeah. Going to fruit.com. I guess we should just lean in and all in on fruit, but I'm pretty sure their shirt was actually really bad when I tested it.
Okay, they better be, because again, you can get two fucking crew neck fruit sweatshirts for $20 total here.
Wow, that's awesome.
I mean, and the color is nice too. The models are hip. I don't know what to tell you. This man has long hair.
It is so weird how like Champion just came back and did all of the collabs, and like everybody fucking just suddenly loved the Champion logo, and Fruit of the Loom must have been like, oh wait,
what about fucking us? Why not? We suck. Why not Fruit? Champion was a joke, and so is Fruit. Why are they cool now? Because Drake had it on once.
Bring them back from the dead. You could do that to Fruit.
You're telling me that fucking Drake would never wear this Fruit of the Loom sweatshirt to a concert? Of course.
Absolutely
he would.
Absolutely. He'd have to. Absolutely.
Actually, when Fruit of the Loom comes back, I want credit. I'm gonna fucking buy low on fruit.com. I'm gonna wear it. And I'm gonna buy a shirt and a fucking sweatshirt. And if you guys see me rocking it on Instagram, I want people to go absolutely ham on my RAM.
They gotta go ham for the fruit. Like a prosciutto melon ball.
That being said, if I do a slight bit of research and they come out as like, I don't know, a MAGA company or a little bit.
That was
right
my fear with
center.
Gildan, actually, yeah. But yeah. I think I found out that they did not donate to the Trump campaign.
Okay, that's good.
But I don't know about Fruit. I don't know about Fruit. It's owned by the MyPillow guy, actually.
MyPillow owns fruit.com. I mean, the URL alone is worth. It's like they have a shitty store, but the land that they're on is so incredible.
Yeah, that'll do it. So I think this guy should keep the trend alive. You know, don't wash the underwear for the games that it worked for. But when you play TB12, then wash it. Just do something different that time. Just try something different. That's all I could say.
One last new question, just because we got a good one about a girlfriend who's writing in about her boyfriend that... He made her a meal and he's very health conscious. And then she asked to add salt to it. And he said, I don't do that. And it led to, quote, the biggest fight I've ever had, not just with a partner, but in my life. He said he doesn't add salt to his food to keep his sodium intake down. There's a difference between sodium, which is used as a preservative, and salt, which is used to add flavor. I showed him countless articles explaining this, but he wouldn't back down. Who's right here? I don't think it's petty to defend properly seasoned food. Would you date someone who doesn't use salt? You're a salty guy.
I love salt. Yeah. Yeah. Very salty. So she's saying that it's fine to salt your food for flavor afterwards if you don't use salt in the cooking, because it's not infused in the food. It's not as salty.
Yeah. Are you the kind of guy that just like, can I get salt even before you taste the food?
Yeah, I want salt. I salt pretty liberally. I'll salt a lot during cooking, salt after. I like it.
You like salt, don't you?
I like salt, yeah.
You little salty little freak. You fucking sodium fiend. You can't even get enough of that pink Himalayan shit either. You like the coarse salt, don't you? The fucking stadium pretzel-sized. The white salt so thin. Thick. It can only be described as Fruit of the Loom.
That's a second turdy for you. yeah, because that got personal and it was nasty and it was tacky. It was vindictive. It was vitriolic. I didn't like it. It was bile and it was vile.
And what was vile?
It was venomous. It was evil. minded and small minded and petty. And it wasn't pretty. So I think for that attack on my person, you get a second gold. I get a second golden mic. And actually, I get the second golden mic because I misspoke, but that was ultimately fine because I was still doing the podcast justice and adhering to the rules, which you shook your fist at. So let's award the first ever double golden mic episode.
No way. You've gotten a lot
for
of
my
that,
misspeaking after a pretty harrowing experience.
I'm shaken. I'm shooken to the core, and actually you start
like a salt shaker. And I will lick my salty wounds.
Yeah, I mean, would you say it's grounds for dismissal if someone says, you can't salt my food? That seems to be a weird hill to die on, for both sides, actually.
Yeah, this guy should it's one of those arguments that's like blown out of proportion. So you guys need a little space, and you've got to come back to this with clear heads. And I do think that you should at least be able to salt your own food at his house. So he has to have it. That's not fair.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, these little things, maybe this is a pandemic problem. You know how little things can get into a little bit more intense after sharing a space with someone for 18 months straight.
That's correct.
Take a beat, take some salt, and try not rubbing salt in his wounds. It seems like he has some sort of issue with it. I don't know what it is. Maybe he'll get over it. It seems like he shouldn't be offended. I mean, famous chefs don't get offended when you add salt to their food.
Yeah, I mean, show him what's the daily allowed intake of salt? Is it like 5 grams?
It's a lot. I forget what it is.
Like, show him on a scale what you're allowed to eat every day, and then show him what you would sprinkle on your food for flavor. And I feel like it's okay.
Yeah. It seems like 2,300 milligrams per day.
So okay.
That's a teaspoon of table salt. That's a lot. You're using pinches here and there. You very rarely have an entire teaspoon of table salt.
Right. At least directly to the face. But I put, you know, teaspoons of salt in like a seasoning. But she's saying that's different?
Yeah, because it's like, in theory, you're not just eating the whole seasoning. It's like spread out throughout. Multiple people, usually.
Right. And it goes into, okay.
All right. Sorry that he's being salty. Maybe it's about something else.
Yeah, he's being Salt Bae.
Nice.
That's a dirty for me for that kind of lame joke, but that's fine. Ultimately, because I still have a golden mic on the day. Pretty cool to get a dirty and still come out on top. That's another golden mic for me. Let's call this episode.
Yes, let us actually call this episode. You're having some sort of episode yourself. This was a static episode, but you're having a manic episode.
Cool.
You're going absolutely insane thinking about the salt, thinking about the hardware.
You're on fruit.com. Who's having a manic episode?
I'm buying 1,000 sweatshirts just in case the price of poker goes up. And yeah, free shipping over $5,000. Sign me up.
What?
Please. All right. Thanks for writing in. If you have your own questions or theme songs, send them all down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. That opening number, remember that one? It was the Cool Cash one that was about moolah by those YouTubers. God, what was their names? JT, I want to say. It had to have been JT or something like that.
Dave cash, that's all I know.
Dave and TJ count money.
There it is.
And the closing theme song was somebody who sent me an MP3. Oh, here it is. Trevor Davis. A version of a recent song I dropped. In this version, Jake is a psychotic killer and Amir seems kind of into it. So there you have it. Shout out my SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/ohno. Oh no.
Yes. All right.
OHNOOHNO. SoundCloud.com/ohno. Nice. And yes, as always, more stuff on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. Other than that, we'll be back next week. Happy holidays.
Yo.
Ciao, everybody.
Later.
Oh, did you just kill something? That's human blood in them.
What just happened was actually pretty fucking cool. He didn't suck me at all. No, because I got him quick.
Oh, it's eating me.
Yeah, that's rare. It's actually pretty fucking neat. What just happened was actually pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.